What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Tim, you selling candy during my class? What club is this for? And I was like, oh shit. I was like, drama club. Because I was really cool with my drama teacher, Mr. Carlin, rest in peace. And then so he's like, oh, I'm sure Mr. Carlin would love to hear that you're selling candy during class. He took my bag of candy. I get to class to get my bag of candy, and Carlin hands me a fucking bag of money. And he's like, everyone wants to buy candy.
He sold it for me.
You have a soldier now in this illegal operation that you run.
Welcome to Cash Cutie,
a super personal financial podcast where we analyze our friends' credit card statements with love. I'm your host, Stuffy Bake.
And I'm Fumi Abe.
Now, if you're listening on your Apple Pod app, please leave a review, hit follow on Spotify, and sub to our YouTube channel for the video version of this podcast. All the links are available in the episode description below.
Shout out to Redono Daddies. These are people who give us money on Patreon. What is Patreon? It is the best way to support this podcast. You give us money, you get bonus content, we get to afford cool lights and cameras and producers and stuff like that, and it's already helping. We got a video producer, Nicholas. He's helping us out. So it really does mean a lot. So if you could go to patreon.com/cashcutiespod, that would be amazing. These are people who gave us money this week. Lil Daddy,
dude, he really killed it this week.
$50
each.
Do
bro
better.
That come on, Lil D. I call him Lil D.
Also
now.
I love in the email he was like, hey, you can give me a shout out on the podcast, you can use my actual name, which was like Sam, or you can call me Lil D. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna call you Lil
no,
Daddy.
No, you called him Lil Daddy.
I call him Lil Daddy. What did he say? He said Lil D.
No, I call him Lil D.
Lil D.
He has to pay more to be called that.
Okay.
Kevin T with $5.
Thank you so much. Ruben M with 10 euros.
Oh, let's go. Those euros count.
Yeah.
Rachel B.
$5. Thank you.
And Linda Dang.
$5. Amazing.
Let's go. This
thank
week
so
has
much.
Been, we love it. It's
we
spring,
love it.
Springtime.
It's springtime. People got money. End of Q1. We're going to go ahead and introduce your guest. This dude, I am so happy he's on the show. he's just a good dude. I wrote his credits. I wrote his credits down here. You know, this guy, listen, this guy's an OG YouTuber. When I say OG, I'm talking Kev Jamba days, okay? He's been doing it a minute. You may have seen him on MTV On and Out. He's the host of the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast with David. So it's Tim Chantarongsu.
Hi. Whoa. Thanks for having me. I also want to say I have this in my ear. I'm not trying to be like douchey businessman. Yes. I'm expecting an important call. I don't want it to disrupt anything. So
that already sounds like business. Like,
yeah,
that
actually
business.
Makes that it sound exact. So douchey. It's just like, yeah, I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be douchey. I just have a more important thing in my ear.
He's on call with his manager. Anytime there's a deal going on, it's just immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm literally speaking to someone on the phone right now.
Tim, thanks for coming on the pod, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Dude,
hey, it's good to see you.
Right up top, dude. And you can answer this question however you want.
Yeah.
How are you doing financially?
Financially?
Oh, yeah.
So, I was expecting to be like, I'm tired, my health
no,
is.
No, we don't give a fuck about that.
Let's
no.
get it. Financially, I'm solid.
Solid?
Solid. It's been a slower year than previous years.
People have been saying that.
But especially as, like, you know, I primarily am podcasting now. I feel like podcast views and ad reads are down all around. But hey, use my Bluetooth code Tim for your first Bluetooth for your first some shit, man. Get it?
That's why they're going down. You can't even recite the whole thing. Like, I don't know why our sponsors keep dropping us. And you're like,
but it's been a slow year, but it's not bad by any means. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. I always joke with like my audience. I'm like, hey guys, if you guys see me back on Wildin' Out, I needed to get my SAG hours up because for my health insurance.
Yeah.
Back on that show, or it's been a minute?
Who, what? What's the question?
Wildin' Out. You haven't been on that for years.
No, well, we broke up back in 2019. Okay. And I've popped in on occasion for like, it was like the 20th season and like an old school cast members versus new school things. So I pop in on occasion when they ask me to. Yeah, but yeah. And they've asked me, like, they told me if I want to come back full time, I can. Like, doors open for me, but I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that like, you know, I don't know how you want to answer this, but like, is Wildin' Out, you said it's sex, so it is like you are making good money on Wildin' Out?
Wildin' Out was a situation where when they first rebooted it in 2013, money was trash. Okay. It was on MTV2, not even the big MTV.
Okay.
And very low pay for like, because we're all basically new cast members too. So they're still kind of just trying it out. I'll just tell you, it was like $1,000 per episode. You know what I'm saying?
That's nothing.
It's not great. Yeah. But then, of course, as you know, ratings were really good, and we kept coming back for more episodes and more seasons. Yeah, like, you know, gradually, like especially like the OG guys that I came onto with the reboot. You know, we get more and more money every year, so it got pretty good towards like. You know,
okay, so it is like SNL in that senior cast members make more money than like a new
for
cat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how you're making money for a long time.
I mean, Wildin' Out was definitely helpful.
Coming up,
I did another show on MTV called Deliciousness, which was a spinoff of Ridiculousness, and it was us laughing and joking about food clips. And on that show, you know, as opposed to being on Wildin' Out, where I'm one of like 20 cast members, on Deliciousness, it was me and three other people. So money was way better on that show. And I made more money doing three seasons of that than any of like my Wildin' Out time. That was great. Yeah.
So did you have any others? And your YouTube money came in later on, or at the it's around the same time?
No, YouTube money. So let's see. I've been on YouTube since 2006, is a long time. Yeah.
What was popping on YouTube in 2006?
Like, 2006, there wasn't really such thing as like a
Derek
what's poppin'.
Comedy, maybe?
It was so. It was like 2006 was like barely YouTube's inception. You know, or not inception. Inception. Inception, is that the word? It started in 2006, all right? And
we got it.
And it was kind of like the Wild Wild West. You know, people were just uploading whatever. It was fucking like kitten videos, and like you could find porn on YouTube back then.
Yeah.
It was anything, you know. So, and there was no monetization. There was no way to actually make money, not for a few years. So I was just kind of uploading just to. I thought maybe it would be a way to get my face out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I think I got my first brand deal on YouTube for like. Yoo-hoo, the chocolate milk drink for like to advertise some contest they were doing for like $500, and I was hyped.
What year was this? This is like in the 2008.
This had to be like 2008.
So, but this is before Google bought it, right?
Google bought it, but Google bought it pretty. I don't know exactly when, but yeah.
Cause that's when monetization became a thing.
It became like an option, but it's only for a select amount of people.
And you were one of them.
No, not at first.
Okay.
And then, you know, I applied. You had to apply to the partner program. I applied like three times before I got accepted, and that's when you can start monetizing your videos, right? Mm. And it was so annoying because I applied like three times. They were like, "Why do you think you should be a partner?" I wrote this whole like. You know, I feel like I'm just trying to represent for the Asian American community. I want to show that as a member of like the hip hop community that, you know, it's a very layered and, you know, like, and I was trying to be like super deep. I wrote a whole fucking paragraph, denied twice. And then finally on my third attempt, they're like, why do you want to be a YouTube partner? I was like, I like to make funny videos. Approved.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
They didn't want any background. They just want to know, what are you going to do for YouTube? Are you going to make it a good platform?
That's really funny because sometimes I feel... In this biz in general, like for a long time, if you let them know that you were Asian or if you said Asian, that was like a negative. Like you gotta trick them into being like, I'm Asian, but I'm gonna just do funny stuff. You know?
I high key think it was someone who was just like, I don't feel like reading this shit, man.
Yeah.
But then I finally got approved, and then That's when I want to say I was able to start making money on YouTube probably 2009-10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much were you making through monetization? Do you remember that year?
Okay. Like, they don't send you your first check until you reach $1,000.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So then it was kind of like there-ish, you know, it would gradually, you know, increase. I quit my job at California Pizza Kitchen in 2010, 11-ish, I think. And
really?
Yeah. And I
love that place.
And me too. I still do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to lie. I got fired.
What the heck? What were you doing? Making YouTube or something?
Well, I was. But here's what fucked me up. And Twitter was pretty new. All right. Yeah. And I was always, everyone was just tweeting bullshit. And we were getting new pants as part of our uniform. No, new shirts. Originally, the uniform was black pants, white shirt. Yeah. And I liked the uniform, yeah, right? And then they were switching to black pants, black shirt. I didn't feel like doing that. Like, I love that now, right? But back then, I was like, at California Pizza Kitchen's Twitter, I was like, black button-ups are the lamest shit ever, right?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Yeah.
You added
I added them. Someone DM'd me. And they're like, thank you for your opinion on our new uniforms. What store do you work at? And I was like, oh, shit. I did not think it was that serious. I deleted, right?
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Wash my hands of this shit. So apparently someone from, like, corporate, not only did they not like that tweet, but they didn't like another tweet. I'll tell you about that after the fact. But they went to my Twitter, and on my Twitter, there was a link to my YouTube. On my YouTube, it said I was from Long Beach, right? And then they contacted the general manager of the Long Beach area CPKs, and they were like, do you know this kid? And she's like, yeah, that's Tim. And they were like, well, you gotta fire him.
They're so narky.
Wait, oh my god,
let a boy live and not like his outfit.
So many things. For context, did you have a lot of followers, or did you have like 300?
I had a following, yeah.
You did? Okay, so that's why they cared.
Well, okay, probably. So they saw that tweet, and they also, this is what they listed as reasons to fire me. They found a tweet they didn't like where I said, time to go to work at California Skeetza Kitchen.
Well, I
think that might have something to do with it.
You know, I think it's so, you know, there's a lot of Gen Z kids listening probably, but like, there's just something so innocent and funny and cute about how in 2012 or whatever, none of us, like, we didn't know digital etiquette. Like, now people get fired and canceled all the time on Twitter.
No, yeah.
But back then, we're like, who's reading this?
Like who cares? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, 100% you're tweeting at your own boss being like, you fucking smell funny. Like,
yeah, but the shit was so serious, apparently. Yeah. You know?
That's so crazy. You were the first cancellation. That's crazy.
Pretty much. So then I made a whole video about it. And then I almost got California Skeetza Kitchen, that hashtag, trending. Because I did the video. And then another old school YouTuber, this guy named Mystery Guitar Man, he was always looking at analytics and shit like that. He was like, hey, you're so close. This is about to trend, this hashtag. But then someone messaged me and they're like, yo, you know what? They could technically be like, hey, you're using your audience to bully them, which would go against like Twitter's terms. And I was like, I was like, fuck.
So a corporation.
Yes. So I took the video down. I was like nervous. I took the video down, edited that part out, re-uploaded it. But I say all that to say this. That week that I got fired from California Pizza Kitchen, I won a YouTube contest. It was an HP laptop contest to make, you know, remember they used to do those commercials where there was like no heads, you just see hands and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It was to make your own, and I won that contest. I won like the fan favorite for like $15,000, and I was like, okay, cool. I don't need to work. I can concentrate on these YouTube videos for a while. And then I kind of like went hard on the YouTube videos and then was able to make enough to kind of like, oh, I can make a living.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you were like full-time YouTube? And then also like what range were you making where you're like, oh, I could live alone with this? Are we talking like $30,000? Are we talking like $90,000? Like that first step that you took after you won this competition, you're like, I'm gonna quit this day job.
Like, well, let's see. Well, I was still living at home, so it's not like I had like a
lot
rent,
of expenses.
You know? Yeah. It was kinda like I just need to pay my gas and my phone bill, you know? I feel like probably just a few thousand a month. And I was like, this is okay for me now. Right,
right, right, right.
And then it got to a point, and then I signed to a YouTube network called Maker Studios. And a part of my deal with them was that for a percentage of my ad revenue, they would not only find me brand deals, but also provide production value for my content, my sketches and shit like that. So when that shit was kind of popping, when everything was hitting, when I was like, when views were up. I was like, it was like a good like 15,000 per month. Where I was like, okay, this is going.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Speaking of, you know, you said you were living at home. Mm-hmm. We kind of wanted to ask you a little bit, like, we always like to ask our guests, like, about the history of you and your family and money and stuff like that, you know? And I know you're Thai American, and to be honest, I don't have a lot of Thai American friends who, like, know what their kind of story is, but, like, you know, what did your parents do? You said you're from Long Beach. Like, what were they doing? Were you guys middle class? Like, what was your sort of perception of money and stuff growing up?
Sure. We were definitely, like, didn't have a lot of money. Moved to Long Beach when I was a baby. We were on, like, the east side of Long Beach in just a small apartment. And it was me and my parents in a one-bedroom apartment. And I remember, you know, my dad was, like, welding, and my mom, she would work, like, late-night jobs cooking at in a restaurant at a casino. And then eventually we saved up, borrowed some money, and took over this restaurant in Paramount called Thai Smile Restaurant. Mm. And then we eventually moved to Paramount, and we had that restaurant for 20 years, Paramount, California, Thai Smile Restaurant. And eventually my dad, you know, stopped welding and was like full-time, you know, managing the restaurant. And then the restaurant did well enough that we could move from an apartment to like a bigger apartment to eventually like a house, you know. But it was a struggle for sure. You know, we didn't have a lot of money. I was definitely one of those kids that was like, you know, one pair of shoes per year, and you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, had enough where I could get braces, and my parents put me in like a private school up until eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, you know, saving, definitely a lot of saving, and like just living in our means, you know, within our means, you know?
Yeah. So,
did you feel like when you were in school, you were in the same sort of class financially, or do you ever remember comparing yourself?
I was never a kid that like had the cool clothes, you know, that all the, like, that some of the other kids had up until high school, because I started making my own money. So in high school, you know, and mind you, I was going to private school from like preschool to eighth grade. So we had uniforms. Right. Mm-hmm. So then when I finally went to a public high school, I was like, oh, shit, I need to be fly now. Right. Yeah. So but I didn't want to hit up my parents for name brand shit when we have like a struggling restaurant. Right.
Yeah.
So we would go get our restaurant supplies at like Smart and Final, whatever, little to go boxes. And I would buy in bulk, like bulk Snickers and M&Ms, and just sell them in between classes, you know.
You were hustling at the school.
I was hustling at school, yeah. And also, not only was I selling candy, shit. I was the bootleg CD man at school. Like, I had one of the only computers that was, like, bootleg capabilities. So, whenever a new album dropped, like, I remember when Jay-Z dropped the Black Album, I bought it immediately and spent, like, hours making copies of it that night. And as soon as I got to school on Monday, everyone's like, you got that Black Album? I was like, hell yeah, fucking slanging them. Yeah. I would walk into a class just to say what's up to a homie, and people would be like, Tim, what you got today, right? And the people would just be going through my little book of CDs, and I would walk out with like $200-$300.
How much you selling each CD for? Like maybe, $5?
Yeah, like $5.
Right, because an album is like
$200-$300 is a lot. $80-$100 on a good day.
But that's a lot for a fucking 15-year-old
for
boy.
Sure. And then I would have money for, and I also would like, I would custom paint people's Air Force Ones and shit. Like,
oh my god!
So you were pretty entrepreneurial since you were young.
That's really
because
cool.
Because you wanted things for yourself. And so, what were you buying during that time? You were buying clothes and shoes.
I would put a jacket on layaway for like a year or like 8 months. You know, I put a jacket on layaway, and then like in like, I don't know, in the summertime, and then just be making like $20 payments every month, because I was buying like, oh, this is like, oh, I want to get this $300 leather jacket. You know what I'm saying? So I would put jackets on layaway.
What's layaway?
Layaway is like a thing that where you make payments on clothes.
Like
you
hold it. You put it on hold, basically, and you make payments on an article of clothing until it's paid off, and then you can get this article.
Oh, so you don't even get it first?
No.
Because I think Klarna is a thing now that's like similar. Yeah. But they had that back then.
So what I would do is let's say I had like some Air Forces with some baby blue on it, and I would see like a leather jacket that I wanted that had the same color scheme. I would get those shoes, tuck them in my closet, put the jacket on layaway, and have this outfit ready for like 8 months from now.
You know? Wow. That's tight.
Yeah. That you had a passion for clothes, like that was like the reason, that's what drove you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think a lot of that comes from, you know, I my parents couldn't afford to get me the cool shit when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when I was making my own money, I was like, okay, yeah, let me just buy what I want now.
You Did know? They have an opinion about how you spent the money?
No, not really.
So they were chill. They sound kind of chill.
Super chill, but I just never told them exactly how much this shit was. You know, if I paid like $80 for a shirt, like a shirt or something, I'd be like, oh, it was 30. You know,
because my dad. Why are we doing that? We do that. it's like embarrassing to know like how much you're spending.
Because your parents give you shit. Even like my parents give you shit on rent. It's like, what, you pay $1,600 for this fucking piece of shit
to
like,
live?
Especially in New York City, because like you know they can't believe that you'd pay so much money for a fucking 8x10
rent. It's frivolous. It's all frivolous to them.
I remember one time specifically, I bought some fucking cheap earrings for like $30. And my dad was like, what are you doing? You don't need to spend $30 on earrings. I'm like, Dad, no one needs to spend money on anything. Like, none of these clothes, I don't need to spend money on any of this. Like, what do you mean? The argument doesn't make sense.
That's fucking real, though. Wait, but were they okay with you selling CDs and bootlegging and shit like that?
Yeah, they didn't care.
I love that they're like, illegal activity? That's fine with us. Even but when earrings from TJ Maxx? Absolutely not.
As a freaking immigrant person, you have to learn loopholes. Like growing up, like you have to, because like you have to be communal. You have to have cash in. You can't put cash in the bank. You got to figure out ways to survive here. No one's teaching you or telling you. They don't have our backs, especially back in the day.
Yeah. So you think it's more like respect kind of thing?
I don't know. I think that they have other things that are more important and pertinent in their life than.
I think they kind of appreciated me like you know doing my own thing and not bugging them for money for my little expensive shoes
right.
You just reminded me there was one time I almost got in trouble for selling candy in class because like someone was buying some M&Ms off me like during my third period class, and his teacher Mr. Wolf, he got pissed. He was like, Tim, you're selling candy during my class? What club is this for? And I was like, oh shit, I was like, drama club. But I was really cool with my drama teacher, Mr. Carlin, rest in peace. And then so he's like, oh, I'm sure Mr. Carlin would love to hear that you're selling candy during class. He took my bag of candy, right? It's like, fuck. So right after third period, I ran to Mr. Carlin. I was like, Carlin, I told Mr. Wolf that I'm selling for drama class, right? He took my candy. I'm going to get it from you later. He was like, all right. So then I had drama for my last class. I get to class to get my bag of candy, and Carlin hands me a fucking bag of money, and he's like, everyone wanted to buy candy.
He sold it for me. You have a soldier now in this illegal operation that you run.
It's part of my like my
that's
my
so
squad.
Funny. Oh, he has God. Like your face tattooed on his arm. It's like, bro, I'm loyal. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's one of my first jobs is also that. It was like for the clubs, you know, they give you the bag of candy. I don't know if other people are aware of this. Like I think it's a California thing because I went to school in Torrance. And so
what school?
I went to Torrance High.
Oh, you know.
No.
Okay.
No.
He's like, I banged her.
sorry. Go ahead.
And we would have bags of candies for like Kiwans, and the candy bars are like $1.
Yeah.
I would always upcharge. I would always upcharge, but I had like these little glasses and I was such a nerd. I was like no one would ever expect that, but I would do it in the dumb classes. Like
hilarious.
It was not the honors classes because they know. It's the other kids.
But see, this reveals so much about your different personalities, because like I think there's something really dark about upcharging on a like a nonprofit cause, and then Tim is just like, I'm buying CDs from Kmart, like no one
but
is getting
hurt.
But I
gave the money back and a tip more.
So the money went to them, but you're just collecting a commission. Almost.
I was collecting the commission. Difference.
But it just goes against the philosophy of nonprofit, I guess. It's just like you're like a salesman.
Okay,
like
why is it any better that he's buying fucking shoes? Okay, for his own benefit.
Because he's only hurting like Roc Nation, you know what I'm saying? Like a corporation where you're like,
am I
hurting like
kids?
A church or something, or like, you know, I don't know what Kiwans
is.
Exactly.
Hurting them.
Is it Kiwans like cancer or something? What is it? What is Kiwans? Is it
it's like
hospital?
No. It's like a.
Those are the exercises women do to keep their vaginas tight. Right?
This is the dumbest episode we've had in a while. I love it.
No, I like it. This is a fun episode. I had to take, as a woman, I had to take a, I like, I, as a woman, I had
please.
To
please go ahead, take a whatever you need.
No, it was just instead of the, yes, the money still went to whatever thing we were helping. I don't yeah, know what yeah. the cause, to no, be I honest, know. I don't know what the cause was, but it was also helping with my own cause. Right. Like, let me,
but that's why
you
like Steffi Bake is very like Ocean 11-y sometimes. It's like, because you justify by being like, well, I fulfilled the quota, but like, you have this whole other business, you know, benefiting from
I needed my hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, we used to hustle at California Pizza Kitchen too. They kind of actually like had to make a new rule because what we would do is, and I forget whose idea it was to start doing this. It was so smart. We would, so all mall employees, because I worked at one that was in a mall, right? Okay. All mall employees got like a 15% discount off their CPK food. So when people would come in, even if they weren't mall employees, we would say, yo, can I get the, no, when people would pay with cash, we would say, hey, this table was a mall. They worked at, you know, whatever, Hot Topic. Can we get the mall discount? So they would take 15% off the
bill.
So now that we have the cash for the full bill, we would pocket the difference.
Oh,
and then
shit.
The managers started catching on. They were like, mm-hmm. they're like, all right, no more mall discount.
Wow. Manager yeah. of the CBK or
the CBK. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's wow. really fucking smart.
It was, I don't even remember whose idea it was, but we're like, yo, because then all of a sudden they got all these mall employees coming in to eat, and there yeah. was no way to be like, you know, no one's gonna have a fucking like Hot Topic ID.
That's smart.
You know?
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, I love crazy. That. Did you like, you know, from back then and even now, it sounds like you have a pretty healthy relationship with money. Like, you kind of work for what you want, and that's like a pretty healthy thing. But do you have like a vice? Is there a particular like an item or an activity that you always spend money on where like you just kind of lose a little bit of control? Whether it's like, it doesn't have to be gambling necessarily. It could be like, I'm obsessed with shoes and I can't stop buying shoes or anything.
Here's
like
the
that.
Thing about prostitutes. No, I'm just kidding. I for sure.
So about escorting.
Yeah, escorting. Yeah.
I for sure was you know, because just to make up for not being able to afford clothes and shoes and stuff, I was spending so much money on shoes and clothes, you know, when I had money, you know, to the point where now it's like my wife gets pissed because like our closets are like full, you know, and I'm slowly trying to get rid of all my shit. And I'll come home with a new pair of shoes. She's like, you better get rid of something before you try and like squeeze those into the closet. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's just like,
it's not a money thing. It's the fact that it just, you actually can't like have a place to put the things. It's like you're starting to hoard.
Yeah, yeah. Because now it's like, I just want to buy, you know, if I like it, I buy it. I like it, yeah, I buy yeah. it. You right, know? Right, and right. it's like, and so now it's like such a waste because I have so many shoes I don't even wear, you know?
Right.
Just buy a bigger house.
Yeah, facts.
But you feel like that's over, like psychologically speaking, you think you're overcompensating for your childhood years.
I think that's what it was for sure. And you know, oh, and a quick side story too. I remember being in Thailand and my dad, and I was at a shoe place out there with my dad, and I was looking at a pair of shoes, and my dad was like, which ones do you want? And I was like, I'm probably going to get these. This is when we were grown, like a grown ass man. And my dad's like, well, let me buy them for you. I always feel bad. I couldn't afford to buy them when we were younger. And I was
aww.
Like, Dad.
Oh, my like, God.
And I almost, for the first time ever, I didn't realize, because I'm on all these fucking like interviews talking about how like, oh, yeah, we were broke and now I can afford to buy shoes. I never thought about how that might have made my dad feel. That like, maybe he felt like, maybe that's making him feel shitty. He's like, ah, I couldn't get him the shoes.
Those earrings too. Maybe that was an insecure.
Earrings.
No, but that he could have been projecting. Like, fuck, I wish I could have got my son.
Shit, maybe.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's some real shit, man.
So, but he bought me those shoes. I don't even remember even like wearing those shoes that much. But I'm like, I kept them because I'm like, ah, oh, man. Oh my dad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I ever made you feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Are you big on like gifts? Like, do you buy people a lot of things, or like your parents? Like, what's something that you purchase for them?
Yeah, I try to. I'm definitely, I feel like I like to give, like buy people
buy
gifts.
Things, yeah.
I like to buy things for people for sure. And my mom always wants money all the time, but it's like,
how did she ask you? She just like, hey, sweetie.
Dude. Oh, it's always
really?
Sweetie. When my mom hits me with my sweet son, I'm like, how much? Just tell me. Or she'll like call me and be like, your aunt in Thailand. I'm like, I don't need to know, mom. Just
yeah.
tell me how much. You know?
Wow. Yeah. When did that start happening? Since you like made it on YouTube, or is it like even when you were hustling in high school?
No. It was when she knew that, like, when my mom, when I started making like brand deal money, and I would be like, mom, you know, my parents would be like, how much are you making to like do this little fucking stupid video for Doritos, you know? And I'd tell them, my mom would always be like, do you know how many orders of pad thai I'd have to make to even make like a fraction of this? But you know, it was, I always told them it was all about, you know, the one of the main motivators, like, yeah, I wanted to buy shoes and stuff, but it's because I wanted to take care of them and help them out. And like, I told them I was going to pay off the house, and like, and I did.
Their house
yeah. that we're living in Paramount. And this was a moment for me too. Cause so I gave them the check for like the remainder of the mortgage money. And then, and you know, my mom cried, of course, and my dad's like, "I knew it. I knew you could do it," right? Which was great. Yeah. But here's the sad, because of course I recorded the whole thing, right? Put a video on YouTube, all that. But then after the cameras were off, right? My mom, this is like what got me emotional. My mom's like, "Finally, I can take a break." And I was like, "She's like, finally, I can rest." And I was like,
"God, mom. I'm gonna cry, bro." This woman who thinks of the world in plates of pad thai. That's crazy. Oh my God.
Really,
now, okay, I want to involve you in this. So you give your mom some money, you take care of her, right? Mm-hmm. But recently you've come to me and you're like, "Oh, so, you know, sometimes like I don't know if I can give her the amount I used to because I'm not in real estate anymore." And that kind of, you know, creates weird feelings for you, mm-hmm. right? Do you have like a limit with your mom or your parents, you know, when they ask, like, do you ever feel like you're being, not necessarily taken advantage of, but like you said, hey, sometimes in this biz, you have a slow month or a slow couple months, and then you're like, well, I can't give you 10 grand right now. You
yeah, know what I mean? Thankfully, you know, they also understand that, like, you know, I'm not like super balling, right? So it's like they ask me for money. My mom, like, when she asked me for money, it's like it's nothing, it's never anything crazy, right? But also now that I got two kids, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel everybody should kind of take that into consideration, right? You know, right, what I'm saying?
Right. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because kids are expensive, and you know, if we're trying to do like a decent, you know, the schools in LA aren't always that great, you know. So I'm trying, you know, we gotta do like private schools, and you know what's fucking crazy? We talk about money. This, so we found a like dope school for my daughter, Veda. She's 3, so she's gonna be starting school very soon. We found a lit preschool for her. It's great. It's private. But if we're talking about how much I'm gonna be paying for her preschool, I'm gonna be paying more for that than I paid when I was going to college for Cal State Long Beach.
Wait, what?
Yes. This is for preschool?
For preschool. And now, mind you, it was a long time ago when I was in college. Right. And Cal States aren't crazy expensive. I was probably paying, like, I don't know, $1,200 a semester at that time when I was going to Cal State.
Yeah, but that's still, like, with everything, probably, like, $8,000 a year.
Right. You know? And so I'm paying way more for the preschool.
Where are you at emotionally with that? Is there, like,
well, he's doing it.
You're doing it, but is there, like, that you have a flashback to when you grew up and you're like, maybe I can just put her in public school? You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, I do, I you know, there are times where it's like, oh shit, this is expensive, you know, and you know, it's for the first time where you really kind of start to think about like, oh wow, I should probably get back on my shit, get back to work, you know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So it makes you want to work harder.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pull back, but even lean in
work
more.
Harder, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. You know, when you do well for a while, you get a little comfortable, you know, yeah. And I feel like that's where kind of the part of me that wanted to grind and, like, be innovative with shit really kind of fizzled a bit because, you know, you get comfortable, you get lazy. You feel like, you know, what do I really need to work more for, right? And then I think for the first time in a long time, like, the birth of my daughter helped me be like, let me get back on my shit, you know, mm-hmm. where I felt like, okay, I've had all these plans that I just never executed. Like, now is the time to really get back to work,
yeah.
you know?
So
I'm grateful that I'm feeling that pressure, mm. well, you know?
On TikTok, I watch, like, these, like, financial gurus talking about finances if you have kids. I've seen these things where they have, like, investments funds that are started, like, if you start a kid at, like, you know, put a whatever amount per month mm. that at the age of 20, they become millionaires. Or have you done anything like that?
No, but we've been meaning to, especially since, like, I put my kids in, like, my little vlog videos and stuff. So there's also stuff we could do where it's like, oh, technically I could pay them as like, entertainment situation oh. where it would help me, like, as my, like, you know, my business, I can pay my kids, put money in my kids' pockets in a way that is also good for my business taxes, you know?
Drake did that with his son's artwork.
Did he? Oh.
Yes, I think his newest album was a painting drawn by his son, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and so he technically hired him as, like, an artist and mm. then did the thing you're talking about where, like, he's able to pay him. That's, like, tax deductible for the artist, mm-hmm. but also that money can just go to his college fund or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 100%.
Awesome. I want to do that with my kids, is, like, just immediately open that fund because it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's called an IRA or something. IRA.
There's different
something.
Ones. There's Roth, like, IRA is a Yeah, there's, like, Roth IRA and stuff, but there's also, like, college-specific ones. Like, and this is shit that, like, I didn't have this growing up. Mm-hmm. I don't think we did either, but, like, my sister got married to this guy and they have a kid and now they're doing that because they have this financial knowledge and I'm, like, envious of that. You know?
I think people that have been in America for a long time know this. Like, mm-hmm. I know, like, or wealthy people know this, right?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
the rich know this. It's just immigrants.
And it's a simple thing. It's not, you don't have to have money to do this.
Yeah,
anyone can do this.
That's fact.
It's just that we don't even know that this exists. And it's kind of like,
he's going to do it. Watch after this. He'll do it today.
I don't know how any of that shit works.
Yeah.
I was just always,
you don't,
like,
have a financial advisor?
The people that do my taxes, they do, like, they kind of work as my financial advisors. I don't have, like, someone who necessarily is telling me where to put my money and
how
to do it. I just have always kind of just been saving, and I'm like, okay, I should probably do something with this money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my wife is always like, we need to talk to somebody.
You should.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I would say that because for the money that you guys probably have, I'm assuming, to me in my head, YouTube money is a lot of money.
It could be. Yeah, yeah.
But you should make that work for it.
For
you,
sure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. 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 Definitely.
But see, like, this is crazy. Like, even at Tim's level, it's like, you're still like, oh, I think I'm just going to save. Like, I had that mentality for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you really have to, like, unlearn that to be like,
yeah,
I guess I can put it in this thing that I don't have access to for 30 years, but
right.
it's going to be three times more or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you investing
in other things other than, like, I know you have a house and.
Yeah, I got the house, which is great, like, because the property value definitely went up. I got, like, 401k, all that shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Goody brand, my clothing brand, I put money into that. That does okay.
Did you shut that down?
No, it's still going.
Okay,
it's just,
I saw, like, a post, like, a year ago, you're like, everything's on sale, and I was like, oh, they're going out of business.
that was our, like, we might have to go out of business.
Okay, so, okay, okay, okay.
Goodybrand.com, we're struggling, buy something. And
that's your slogan. We're struggling. Buy something.
And I've been there's stuff. I'm looking to put my money in places.
Right, right.
Nothing
right.
officially as of right now. Yeah.
Are you married?
I'm married with children.
With
yeah.
children. Does it? How did that affect your finances? Getting married.
It just like well. For the first year, because my wife is Canadian, she's not allowed to make money in the United States of America.
Really?
So
wait, did she not get her green card yet?
She yeah, yes, but here's the thing. When you bring a foreigner into the United States,
yeah.
they almost want to make sure that this person's, like, here for love and not here to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So while we're waiting on her, like, proper immigration and papers and all that shit, they're just not allowed to work. Mm. They're not allowed to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess that's, you know, so I was, like, sole breadwinner for a year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some change,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
We've been married for, like, 5 years now, going on six. So, and now her, she actually, her brand deals have been, and she's not even, she doesn't even want to be an influencer. You know what I'm saying? That shit just kind of happened.
Yeah.
From you? From, is she?
Yeah,
a,
just
is,
as
is
a,
like
a direct
a...
result of just oh, okay. being in my life, you sure. know? Because she never wanted to be on camera or anything like that. But I would like put her in vlogs and stuff.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah.
of course, as a result, she started to gain a following. And then it was like she would get opportunities. And she was like, all right, well, how could I say no to this?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So now she sells feet on OnlyFans. And it's great for everybody.
We were, you know, is it expensive having a baby? Because we're looking through your, like, credit card and stuff.
Yeah.
And by the way, do you share this with your wife?
That credit card, I think, is a shared one with my wife, yeah.
Okay, so you're a homeowner. We saw, oh, God, this was the craziest thing we saw. $6,000 for Dewey Pest Control.
Oh, God. The fucking termites, dog. No one tells you about that yeah. shit.
Do you buy a house or like a condo in a building?
It's a house.
Standalone.
Yeah, it's a standalone okay. house. And then so like apparently after we saw a couple termites, people are like, yeah, you know, termites are a thing when you're a homeowner. You got to get that shit checked out like every like 8 months. I was like, what? So we saw termites. A guy came, looked at it. He was like, oh, for sure, you got termites. So we had to get the shit tented. And it's so expensive.
It's yeah. also an annoying process.
It's so stupid.
How long did it take? Like weeks?
No. It's literally, it's like a 2-3 day process for them to tent it, pump the shit full of the poison, suck all the poison out, like let it, give it a day to air out. It's like 2 or 3 days.
When did you buy this house? A while ago?
2018.
Oh, because okay. I was like, did you not get a termite report done?
We did.
Yeah.
You did.
And it was fine during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, but this is such an LA, you have to, there's always going to be a termite
issue. Should you be checking for termites on a pretty regular basis if you're an LA homeowner?
You should. Like but you like, yeah. If you, but when you get the work done during the process of escrow, usually you could have the buyer or the seller pay for the termite if there is termite
mm-hmm.
damage
gotcha.
Of some
so
sort.
So we had like, we saw the papers that said, oh, okay, this place has been like, had termites in the past or
yeah,
whatever.
But it's
but
been taken care of.
Yeah. Well, we just thought, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, had no idea it was like an ongoing thing that we had to worry about.
Oh my God.
Okay. My funny thing here that I saw in the per month that you pay for is you have stars. Like you pay for stars, which first of all, no one pays for stars. Stars, like the site, not HBO,
the
but
stars.
Like another subscription. But the craziest part is stars is like only, I think, either really rich people or people who are bored get stars. But you also have Roku, which is like the cheapest
yeah,
fucking
dude, what's
thing.
Going
you
on with that?
You don't have Apple, you can use Roku's for stars.
So first of all, Roku's great.
$9.99.
Roku is solid.
Okay.
Secondly,
Roku laughs,
I
bro.
Signed up for stars because, well, for one, me and my chick used to love Power, okay?
Okay.
Power's, oh, I knew it was fucking Power.
Power's a great show.
I fucking knew it.
But after Power ended, well, there's still different variations of Power that we don't watch. But I'll tell you why I still have Power. I mean, I still have stars. I did an episode of Blindspotting, which is a show on stars.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to watch myself on this shit. Shout out to Rafael Casal. Blindspotting, great show. But I was like, I need to fucking watch myself. So I signed up for stars, you know? And then I was like, I feel like a dick canceling the shit. I'm trying to support the homie, like that, you know, like he hits his show.
Yeah.
So I still have some.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to talk shit, but it's a very specific. This is very specific. Roku for stars.
Roku for those two
so,
brands.
I've never even seen that in anyone's.
Really disgusted, Stephanie, when we were looking at this yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You know what's good on stars, bro? Party Down. You should watch Party Down. Very funny.
Okay, I'll check
that's
it out.
I've heard shows on there.
So he has stars too.
Do you have stars?
But I got it specifically to watch the. Reboot of Party Down because that was my favorite show in college.
I love it. Everyone yeah. gets stars.
Everybody gets stars.
One, it's one show, and also you're on it. Like, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, it's yeah, like the yeah, one yeah, show, yeah, and yeah, you're yeah, on yeah, it, yeah. so you gotta get. You guys, okay, that's funny. I do think it's interesting how much you guys spend on baby clothes. There's a lot. This baby clothes seems expensive because you're spending over $100 per time you're going to these clothes.
Are these
shops.
Clothes hip Bobby? High Bobby?
Oh no, that's formula.
Oh, it's for your new baby.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's got to be expensive.
I mean, we didn't do all the math on this, but like, how much is a child in LA?
Babies are expensive.
And like, but people always say that, but I'm like, what are we talking per month? Are we talking like another rent? Or are we talking like 5-7K a month?
You know, it's not like that. It's not crazy like that. But you know, I feel like it's more so in the beginning, all the shit you gotta buy. You know what I'm saying? Crib and like cameras for the crib and then baby clothes and then like they grow so fast. So it's like baby clothes for every handful of months.
Yeah.
And then all types of gear for like pumping breast milk and then like baby formula after you're done pumping breast milk.
But it gets easier with the second gets the hand-me-downs.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So there's that. There's fewer clothes, but still like I would like him to have his own shit, you know? There are some things where I'm
you
like.
You don't want him wearing girl clothes?
I mean, there's that too.
Your second child's a son.
Second is a boy, yeah. And but there's also stuff. I mean, we went pretty kind of gender neutral with because we didn't know what she was gonna be, so like a lot of
really?
The yeah a lot
you didn't
of,
you didn't want
to
know.
No, we just wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, that's I love that.
It was fun. So a lot of the clothes we were that's buying cool. initially were all just grays and whites and blacks, you know, so we could use those for
him. Yeah.
And I also want him to be able to look back on his baby pictures and be like, oh yeah, that was my shit, not just my sister's shit.
Right. We saw like you know you pay $150 for a cocoa melon party time.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
That seems expensive for... Because I thought Coco Melon was a free YouTube channel.
This was a live experience.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like some Stars thing. Like, damn, this kid's subscription.
It's a Stars program that I voiced a baby.
That's cool. Was it worth $150? Is that for four people? Or
no, it was for four people. It wasn't worth it was not the best. It was okay.
What are you teaching your kids about money?
So Veda, my daughter, she has like this little Minnie Mouse cash register that has fake money and coins in it. And what am I teaching her about money? Nothing really right now. She just takes
you're
the money
like,
out.
Bro.
And
you're like, baby, make some YouTube videos. It'll all be paid for.
Pretty much. I'm like, all right, babe, smile, get this engagement
Wait,
up, baby
do you,
girl.
Do you care what they become? Like, are you like down with them doing YouTube and like as a job?
I mean, I think it's weird the way it's viewed now in today's youth compared to when I did it. Because for me, I was never like, I want to be a YouTube star because that didn't exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be a online celebrity because that wasn't a thing, right? And I feel like there's this weird, unhealthy kind of toxic mentality that goes into, I want to be an online celebrity.
100%.
You know,
100%.
It's very clout based.
Yeah.
Anything for a click, anything for a view. And that is what I would not like, right?
Right.
I feel like, yo, if you're doing cool shit and then want to showcase that, that's great. But if it's like the mentality is like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get views and get my name and get followers, then that's not what I would like.
Is there a category of something on YouTube that you feel like you would never let her do? Like, or you think is annoying?
Like unboxing?
Like unboxing toys or like makeup, workout. That's you become annoying. A CrossFitter.
I mean, all that shit's great. I feel like a lot of that shit that hits very like, you know, its own niche brand and audience, that's great. Like, makeup, cool. Do makeup, like be a workout person, whatever. Like if that makes you happy and like it's making money, cool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I just don't want her to, like if she's like, I'm gonna fucking run into a Jack in the Box and scream. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, prank based shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's so I fucking
you,
hate that.
Maybe
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Maybe
girl. No.
That's so funny.
She's like, I want to go to a Jollibee's. Scream.
Okay, this was interesting. I've been seeing ads for this, but it sounds like you and your family, you subscribe to Factor 75.
Oh, Factor's lit, dude.
Okay, really? so tell me more about this, because is it like Blue Apron or HelloFresh where you cook, or they just send you pre-made meals and you just microwave it?
So we were very heavy with the HelloFresh. Like, this is great. Saves us time on grocery shopping. I still love HelloFresh, okay? If y'all want to renew. If you want to renew, that's fine. I fuck with HelloFresh heavy. The meals are delicious. It's actually easy. 30 minutes or less. Great meals, okay? Yeah. But with the premiere of this second baby, we're tired.
Yeah.
We're very tired. And it's like, if we could just cut out that 30-minute cooking, solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Factor meals, delicious. healthy-ish. 2 minutes in the microwave, done.
Wait, hold on. Why aren't you sponsored for this?
I have some factor.
Some of it?
Yeah. Sometimes we pay. No, like we pay for it until I get a brand deal for like the month, and then we cancel it for a month, and then.
Oh, I see.
I was like, because you're talking like you're on YouTube right now. Like, it's great. You sort of had the thing down. I was like, wait a second.
I've always been skeptical of services like this. I'm like, is it actually good?
Factor's delicious.
But okay. I trust you.
Yeah.
I
think it's because you're Asian. Actually, I'm looking at it right now.
It's actually so good.
Yeah, no, it does look delicious.
So you're not like, is it like Asian stuff, or is it like, what is it like?
No, it's like it's your like usual like meat and potato situation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like a little chicken breast with some potatoes and some veggies. But they're always like,
is it filling? Do you have to eat multiple?
No, there's. Oh, I mean, sometimes if you're going for the healthier stuff, you know, you might have like, some chips half an hour later, but still really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you spending money on that you feel like is a waste of money? Or do you not spend like?
Oh, we Uber Eats a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, like we are ordering out a lot, but that's just also because like, man, we're tired.
Now, so let me ask you: is that because of the kids? Like, do you think that if you and your wife lived childless, you would cook more?
If we lived childless, we would definitely try to cook a lot more,
right?
Yeah.
Especially as a kid who grew up in a restaurant, I feel like maybe that's just kind of second nature. Or
you know, we would, you know, for sure, we would have more time to like look at recipes, and we'd probably try to cook at home, like. 5 days out of the week, and then go eat. And but here's the thing: I also love spending money on food. Like, mm-hmm. where I hate that, like where I'm like, I need to chill with spending money on clothes. Food is like something where I'm like, let's go fucking go to the bougie ass restaurant, mm-hmm, and spend like $300 on like some really quality meal. You know,
that's a very Asian. I feel like that's a very Asian thing. Is it a wealthy people? I feel like in my Korean community, like we. The one thing, doesn't matter how poor you are, it's like we eat and you have to like order a lot of dishes. You mm-hmm. have to, mm-hmm. especially when you're eating with friends and family. That's a very important part of our having a good meal.
Yeah. So. I think that's like maybe
the way. But
it's
not Japanese. I feel like Japanese, you don't order a bunch. Or actually.
I don't know Japanese American culture because I'm not like from here. But like, yeah, of course, in Japan, like we have gatherings and stuff. We absolutely do that.
But it's not like a table. But it's one at a time almost.
People in Japan, we don't have big families. Like, big family is not really a thing over there. So, like, I feel I've never had a family dinner with more than, like, six people. It's usually my family and then, like, my grandparents or something. And to me, that feels big because I'm like, whoa, six people?
Yeah,
like,
same, pretty much.
You know? But I thought you were talking about like Vietnamese wedding vibes, like fucking, you know,
dude,
I mean?
It's huge.
Yeah.
No, Koreans like we have gatherings.
Koreans have like a thing with like you cannot eat alone thing, right? Isn't
yes.
that rude or something? You can't drink alone or whatever. That's like I've heard that from my friends who went to Korea. Like they discourage that.
I don't know. I don't know about in Korea.
And then Japanese people are like building booths in their restaurants.
Get the fuck away from me. Yeah. It's like the completely, we're so close,
boundaries.
But we're so different. Yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah. But I love like doing, like I love eating alone and
me
stuff.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I'm in New York, I fucking
New York, exactly. New York, like New York, you can read a book and eat and that's fine.
Yeah, especially can't going to like, LA, though, that's the first time, I don't know if like LA has the like, Japan style, New York style little ramen shit where it's just a little booth and you just fucking, no, you literally don't even talk to the server. They just open the window, give you the food and close it. Oh, lit.
They put it into your mouth with some chopsticks.
just an arm.
Yeah. God damn it. I don't know why that made me think of like a bidet, but it's for feeding, you know? It's fucking, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, send the ramen broth up your butthole. Yeah. Oh, man.
Is there boofing?
He missed again.
Boofing ramen up your ass, bro?
I don't know. But a couple other things I want to bring up before we wrap this up. Okay, this is crazy. You do cryo cell?
Oh, I forgot we did that. How much are we paying a month for that?
That's $350.
Really?
Well,
I don't know if it's
a monthly. It's not a monthly.
It looked like we just went one time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just one time. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of convince. Okay, so, you know, when you have kids, it's a lot of shit you read up on, a lot of shit people tell you about. One thing is like, you know, hey, save these cells for later down the future. You might need some fucking tissue of your that your child might need, you know what I'm saying? So we got it frozen somewhere.
Wait, I thought cryo was like... Cryo is like the freezing of your body. That's like it's like the cold plunge, but instead
that's like cold plunge.
Isn't
it?
What's cryo?
What are you doing?
What
are you talking about?
Wait,
are you part of an experiment?
You? Are you?
He's like, yeah, they just took out my left bone.
Modifying your future child.
Wait, what was that thing you just read?
Cryo.
It just says Cryocell International, Florida.
What the fuck is that? Oh no, that's Google it. Google it. Google it.
No, you tell us. I don't want to go.
Well, I don't want to.
I don't know what you're doing with yourself.
We also don't know. We thought it was like the thing that Cristiano Ronaldo does.
Like,
after
yeah,
a
you
FIFA
go into a chamber
to, like,
and you
do
get
something
cold.
With your muscles.
No, I've never done that. Look. Oh yes, that's what it is. It's the blood from the umbilical cord. Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing? Start from the beginning. What is it?
Stem
cells.
So
people are confused.
It's the stem cells from the umbilical cord of your baby.
Okay.
And you like either frozen somewhere just. For whatever reason, down in the future, when for whatever reason
if
you might
a new heart or something, they can make that.
Or I don't know. I don't think it's that scientific, but it's like I don't know. They told us the cells were good for some shit. I don't know.
Well, stem cells,
this is excess money shit. No, yeah. Nobody is doing this if you're middle class and below. No one even knows what the shit is.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was. We're like, yeah. We thought you were taking a cool spa.
It's cord blood. From the plus
Wait, you're a bio major, right?
Yeah, but
okay.
I
so
didn't
stem cell is like you can make anything. So that's actually really fucking cool.
It is very cool. It's very future of you.
You can make anything. You use a fucking eyeball. You can make an eyeball.
Well, okay. Well, then yeah, then it's a good investment then.
Wait, why are you talking about it like
you
didn't
don't know.
Just fucking?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where
this
like
is dumb money shit that you're just throwing on things. That you're like,
this
all
is your vice, bro.
No, I'll tell you,
freezing stem cells, you sick fuck.
This is your
you're
credit
like,
card.
Like shoes? No, you fucking don't.
And I'm like, no. In actuality, I'm just putting them in milkshakes.
You get a ship to your house every day along with Factor 75.
No, it was something that I was like, I was told about when with the birth of our first child. And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And I literally forgot about it until y'all brought it up right now.
God damn. So you think that's you'll call back and cancel, or you think you just keep it? 350 is like an interesting
you're
amount.
You're keeping it because he has it.
I'm just saying 350 is an interesting amount.
If
it was like 50, you'd be like, yeah, I'll keep it.
Yeah, but 350 is like, damn, that does feel like a lot, but it's also like, but it's they're stem cells.
Stem
right?
cells,
it's
bro.
Like these are precious.
Yeah.
But what do they do? What do they do? Did you give them a piece of something?
Look, I don't remember really how it works, to be honest. I just remember agreeing.
This is excess money, attitude. And you know what? Steph and I are already turned off right now, and we need to move on because it's pissing us off.
This is wild. Okay, well.
You do a lot of
I saw here that you spend $80 on your haircuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. First, I thought that's normal because that's how much you spend.
Yeah.
But at least he's showing his head. You tend to. I feel like you always have a beanie on.
That's your thing. Your beanie.
What's under there? What is $80 getting us?
What is a really fucking cool haircut?
I'll show you.
Whoa! Holy shit!
You have so much hair.
Yeah.
You have.
Oh my god!
And your hairline is amazing.
I know.
You have good ass hair.
I know.
That's good Asian hair.
Dude, nobody has... This is
the first. Internet's first.
This is not... This is a hair reveal.
It's not the first.
Because all my friends, they're all white. But when they wear beanies, I'm like, I know what's going on down there.
You mm-hmm. You got North Korean hair.
It's... Well, like Kim Jong-un vibes. It's because the fade's not fresh, okay?
No, it's good, dude. No,
oh, you're like,
you.
It's giving missiles.
Why are you hiding that?
Oh, just because I didn't feel like...
No, but you have great hair, dude.
Thank you.
Oh my god, you look like a completely
more,
different
person. Next time you do a self tape, don't wear a fucking beanie. How about that?
I don't wear that. I'm not gonna lie.
I only know you beanie.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you this too. I get cuts also because I like the way the fresh fade looks under a beanie or a hat as well. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like being shaggy down here at
all.
So even when I'm wearing a beanie with a fresh haircut, it's like it's with purpose.
Wow.
God damn.
You need to show that off why
God
you got
damn
it, bro.
You have hair.
Thank you
but
so
you know
much.
What? The way it looks now, I feel like you're gonna be one of those old guys with like beautiful white hair. Like it's not really gonna go away.
It's gorgeous. So, and look at the sheen. Look at the side. Do you see the side?
There's a little product. Well, here's the thing, guys. I'm also graying a bit, and I'm not ready to completely embrace this yet. So it's like when it's not totally fresh, I prefer
Ooh,
to cover it.
Why don't you want to embrace the gray? I feel like I like this low gray thing.
No. Okay. So look, when I'm ready, this shit's gonna be fucking tight, right? Like, because the salt and pepper coming in on the sides looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
But look, here's the thing. I still feel like I can audition way younger. And I still want to kind of hold this fake image for just all like my the socials and shit.
I feel longer. You. I feel you on this.
Even though like, when I audition, you know, I'm not going to be like showing the, my grades and shit, right? But it's like, and they're not going to be Googling how old I actually am. But like, I still kind of want to project just for the, I'm always kind of thinking about shit like that. So let's say like a casting director is like, oh, you know, we need someone to play college and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, how about Tim, right? Because I still want to just kind of project that like in people's heads.
Yeah.
You know? So. I get you on that. I feel the same way. Because mm-hmm. I get, because like you also have to age your character is going to be so different from who you are.
Right.
But then sometimes I notice if I get like high schooler or like I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to act like a high schooler. And I'm like, okay, I got to back to those days. And I'm like, sometimes I want to play my age or older because I'm like, I think I know how to do that almost more naturally than there's this thing. Yeah. Do you ever know what I'm talking about?
I'm weird because I feel like my face, like, I don't look like I'm in high school, but I'm also like, my face doesn't look old enough to play like older.
Like a dad.
Yes. Yeah. If I saw you guys as parents, I'd be like, I don't believe it.
And I got my first.
You guys are in this weird thing.
Yeah, in this small in between. But we're all, the thing is, we're always going to be that way because we have a youthful energy.
Word.
But then our age is going to catch up to us.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
But it's wild because I think for Asians, like, you got to look like you are like, okay, the Asian best friend from Spider-Man, isn't that guy like 30?
Probably.
He looks 19, right?
Right, so right,
it's
like, right.
You either got to look like that or you have to look like Michelle Yeoh. You know,
right,
like, if
right,
you look
right.
like us, it's like we are old enough to be parents. You are a fucking parent, but it's like not super believable on screen, maybe, because it's like we look young.
Exactly. And I got my first audition for a fucking a dad the other day of a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was like, are y'all sure? But whatever, y'all submit.
That seems offensive.
It low key was.
That's right.
And I didn't even know how to, like, you know how you try to dress for your self tapes.
Yeah.
I put on a fucking like V-neck sweater. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to dress for the audition.
Like I should just take the beanie off.
I kept the beanie on though.
Yeah. I'm a cool dad. You're slating. Cool. Hi, I'm Tim Chan. I'm cool dad.
That's so funny. I see some skin care stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's your wife. That's you.
Yeah. Kin Health, 185, 157, 220. Like.
Oh, those are like massages and shit.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
Oh, a massage.
That's nice. Are you guys doing couples massages or are you going solo?
No, that's her. She has her day. She gets her massage.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that for her. And honestly, what
I love that for her. What do you mean? Wife, you don't even know her.
I do. Yeah, I do, dude.
You know her?
Yeah.
Whoa. What you trying to say?
On the gram,
yeah, what do you mean you know her?
I know her, bro.
Don't mess with no beanie Tim. You could play. Honestly, his hair makes you look like kind of gangster.
Gangster.
Whoa.
Did you just say gang? You couldn't even say gangster. You're like a gang.
Gang. Are you a gangster?
Yeah, Tim gang.
Wait, but like, is that offensive? If someone's like, yo, Vietnamese gang member who drives an Acura Integra, you'd be like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, I have tattoos now, so no.
Yeah, but it's of your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gang members do that shit.
You're not
it's always
bad,
like
okay,
teardrops and then like a mom.
You haven't seen the dragon on my chest? Hello? Just kidding. No. Just kidding.
All right, Tim, thank you for doing the podcast.
Thanks
this
for having
so
me.
So much fun.
Fun.
Is there anything you want to plug to the audience? Where can our fans find you and your work?
Yeah, I got a couple fun podcasts too. If you enjoy podcasts, I do Dudes Behind the Foods with David So, another Korean.
Hell yeah, shout out
where we talk about food and bullshit and just other things. It always ends up like aliens and circumcision conversations, and then
Dudes Behind Foods, circumcision and aliens.
And then there's the No Chaser podcast, where it's a lot of like relationship based stuff, funny stuff as well, and just youtube.com/Timothy for all the other things. I do a lot of food stuff as well, so Timothy,
check it out.
Nice.
If you're on the socials, please follow us at all the accounts at Catch Cuties Pod. You can also find me on Instagram and TikTok at the Fumi Abe, that's CHUFMIABE.
You can find me on my IG at Baked Goods, BAIKEDGUDS, on my website, stuffybake.com. And yeah, that's basically it. Oh, my Venmo. Yeah. I almost forgot that.
Venmo.
Steffi is me.
Check out her Venmo. Yeah.
My IG is my name too.
Shout out to our video producer Nicholas Peters, sound engineer Domagoy, Ivanche, clip guy Matias Robles, and analyst, Holly Sandler. Thank you so much. We could not do this without you. We want to hear about your spending habits. So if you got a Cash Cooties moment, please email us at cashcootiespodcast@gmail.com and tell us what financial topics you'd like to hear about on this podcast. And you can send us a voice memo. People have been asking, how do you send a voice memo? You just use the recording app on your phone and then you email that to us. Yeah, bitch. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, thank you guys so much. We love you. And we'll see you guys next week. And until then, spend your money wisely.
Or don't, and have fun with it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.